نقول اسك الشكل في ذا عربي سنو عربي.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاه والسلام.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and sister in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Facing the sins, the sin, this a big case for a Muslim family. The father, he used to pray in this masjid, and what happened? He passed away. May Allah shower him with mercy. He used to work in the city. We know him for a long time. All the people here, they know him very well. I'm not going to mention his name. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enter in the paradise. But there is a case between his children now. Children he has, like one daughter and two sons. After death, the girl, she took all the property of her father, believing actually or claiming that the father in the hospital, he sent text message for her saying, actually, everything I have is belonging to you to buy a house, to be equal to your brothers, the two brothers, because each, every one of them has a house. So he saved all the money, probably so his money divided between cash and between saving and between property here and overseas. So now actually the girl, she said, my father, he only left for each one of my brother only 2%, and the rest of the money belonged to me. They ask, I have hours and hours of discussion with them, but the girl, it seems like she's very, she said, and her mother supporting her, that all the money I receive, a text message from my father, everything belonged to me. During his life, he was alive. So in order to speak or to make differences between the hiba, hiba mean give away, and inheritance. Inheritance, what is the difference between both? Is that allowed for any man during his life to give away some of his property to one of his children, male or female? Is that allowed to do that? The answer is yes. But before we do that, we have to make sure that there is will be equality. But you cannot choose one of your child and you prefer him over the others, and you give away some of your property, or partially or wholly, to give it to them. That's what we need. So meaning actually, if someone need to give away any part of his money or the whole money, you must be give it away equally between the children. Must be between. My daughter, she need to marry. And you know, the daughter actually is very expensive, exactly to prepare the daughter for marriage. So he take away actually from, he give her away from his property, 20,000, 30,000, 50,000, and claiming that the other brothers or other children, they have a good job, they have a good salary. Can we do that? Islam is allowing to do that. Yes, but in order to do that, you must take approval from your children that you're gonna do that. If you're not going to give them because they're rich, they have family house, they have everything available, but the girl, she is not equal to them in education. She doesn't have house like each one of the brother. So in order to give away part or the whole money during your life, this is not going to be inheritance. هذا ليس إرث. It's not going to be inheritance. To give it away, to successor or inheritors during your life, you cannot do that. What is the evidence and dalil for that? Let's we review this hadith together. I choose it today, inshallah ta'ala. So before I go for the hadith again, yes, you are allowed to specify part of your money or to give it away to some of your children, to help them in education, to help them in marriage. There is no problem. But in order to do that, you have to fear Allah and to distribute the gift between your children equally, unless 100 line. The other children, they said, okay, daddy, my sister, she deserved that. We don't need, actually. You could do that. So the other children satisfy. The other children accept this situation. But you cannot specify anyone and you reject the others. Why, Sheikh? This will create hatreds between the children. My father, he preferred my brother more than me. I personally, in this life, actually also for the case of inheritance. You don't need to distribute anything for inheritance to the inheritors during your life. Because Allah stated that in Surah An-Nisa, ayah number 11, Surah number 4, Allah distribute the portion or the shares between actually those who deserve to have inheritance. So hiba, if you want to give it away, gift has to be equal. Female will take like the male during your life. But you are not allowed in your life to distribute your money as an inheritance. Come, you have to take twice than your daughter, than my daughter, and I give it to your wife, her percentage. You cannot do that. You leave your property. The only thing it's gonna cost you in your will, written will, before you die, I advise those who open my written will to distribute my money according to Islamic Sharia. Close. Nothing more than that. Because Allah, He give us the detail. Detail, if the woman, if they have children, if they don't have children, if he has a mother, he doesn't have mother. Subhanallah, a lot of cases making a lot of trouble. When somebody could today, actually, and the woman, she changes the wasiyah because she doesn't have children and her husband left a couple of million dollars. It came to me in Masjid a couple of years ago. And what happened is, he has a mother, the one who passed away, the deceased person, he has a mother and he has a father and he left a wife and no children. How much of a percentage you have to give it to them? And who's had to start with who first? According to Sharia, to start first with your mother and your father. How much my mother she should have after to pay the debt? If there is any debt, is there is a zakah or anything, you have to take her off first. In ba'd wasiyat, or he give away, I advise to give third of my property or my wealth to my sister back home. You have right to do that, not more than the third. But if you don't have any wasiyah, will, and you left mother, and you left your father, and you left your wife, and there is no any children, how much do we have to give them? Mother, she have to take one third. Father, he has to take one third. Two thirds of your property. Two thirds of your property automatically. And because your father is still alive and your mother, he cannot extend the inheritance or your property or your wealth to your brother and sister, because they still, your mother and your father is still alive, they will stop the inheritance to move to his brother and sister and uncle, whatever it is. So the woman, after she saw, I've been with him 30 years and I live with him, and suddenly the Islamic Sharia said his mother and his father taking like two-thirds of my property. She changed it and she changed it. And this woman, she has to know there is a position in the hellfire waiting for her. That's what Allah said. That's what Allah, He wants. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, let's we review this hadith and then we explain to come to the tube, the lab, you know, the lab. They took the sperm from that, and we're going to speak about that, but this is include the hadith too. The hadith which I find it, it's exactly Mishkat al-Masabih, one of the great sunnah for the hadith. Hadith number 3073. You have right to go and review after me, inshaAllah ta'ala. And Imam al-Albani, rahimahullah, the Bukhari number 2, who passed away a couple of years ago, exactly, may Allah shower him with mercy, a great alim in the hadith, he said, this is sahih, authentic. عن أبي أمامة أبي أمامة one of the great صحابي قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول في خطبة عام الحجة الوداع إن الله قد أعطى كل ذي حق حقه فلا وصية لوارث رواه أبو داود وابن ماجة وزاد الترمذي الولد للفراش وللعاهر الحجر وحسابهم على الله the translation أبي أمامة told of hearing God's messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam say in his sermon in the year of the farewell pilgrimage, you know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam before he died he gave a great khutbah in the actually in that day, in the day of Arafah, call it the farewell sermon. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he said God has appointed for everyone who has a right, what is due to him. Everybody has a right. Everybody has a right of exactly. My grandson, he married without my permission. I'm not going to give him anything from my brother. It's haram. A man came to me here in this masjid, crying a lot. He said, I'm the elder son, and I have another 3 sons. And my father, he has 2-3 building in Astoria, big building. And he wrote during his life everything for the other 3 son. And he excluded me from to take any portion from his money because he need me to marry a woman back home, actually in Asian country, without mention the country. And I don't like this woman. So I love a woman here and I married him and he disapproved it. So he excluded him for to take a part from his wealth. What do we have to do? Said, you grant your brothers and tell them, in order to save your father in his grave, you must change the inheritance, the will. You must change it, even if he written that specifically and with purposely. You cannot distribute the money and exclude, even if your son is a disobedient for you, even if your daughter she's a disobedient. There is 2 different issues here. To be dutiful to your parents, that's something else. To be undutiful to your parents, that's something else. But the part of the inheritance that your son or your daughter, those whom you need to exclude them, they said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Automatically, they deserve a part of your wealth. There's something else Allah will punish them because they're disobeying you with fair and just. Not to tell him, if you don't marry this woman, you are not so and so. There is nothing like this. So, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Al-huquq, the rights, you have to give it to the right people. To the one, everyone who deserve right of your inheritance. Right. And no legacy must be made to an heir, to or an inheritors. No legacy. You cannot distribute your property or your wealth during your life and you consider it as an inheritance. Unless this is like giveaway gift. And when you give it a gift, the girl will take equal to the boy. Got it, Sheikh Mustafa? The girl, if you need to give away any one of your money or your property during your life, the girl will take the same like the son, if you want to distribute it. But you cannot distribute your money during your life as an inheritance. leave everything, you don't need to write anything, no portion, because Allah already stated in Surah An-Nisa, ayah number 11. We have in this masjid, I have no idea if someone of you was with me, I have almost like more than 30 classes, I cover all the inheritors. And this is the most complicated. Every imam, every scholar, they don't want to touch the case or the lessons of the inheritors because it's very dangerous. But alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Allah give us success. You may go our website and you have these classes for inheritance because this is very dangerous. Every one of us has money. Every one of us has money. So how you distribute your money? Some people, they make like a tricky way to come to a grandson. Come, you as good with me. I'm going to sell my property to you during his life. So he sold his property for very little money to his grandson in order to prevent the other children from the heritage. This is haram in Islam. If you have this intention. Yes, the property will belong actually because he certified it and notarized it that you sold your building to your son. Actually, the building cost like $1 million. You make it actually for him for $50,000. You have right to do that. But where are you going to go from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How are you going to do? You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he asks you in the day because this is a tricky way. Or he came to his wife and he wrote everything to his wife. And she has children. She's not allowed to take the holy amount. So no legacy must be made to an inheritance. Right? Abu Dawood and Majah transmitted it. Tirmizi added that child is attributed to the mother's husband. But the adulterer gets nothing. And they're rocking, it's mean rajm, in the God's hand. What is that? What is this case? Someone, both of them are married. Husband and wife, how much I have to know?
You said
that
was 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Husband is married. And the woman, she's married. And both of them, they meet each other, especially the job area. Especially the job area. The wife, actually, you send her to work in the middle of a group of men. And some of them, I saw that by myself when I used to work in the government. He meet a girl, woman, a Muslim woman. She's married and she has children. And I saw actually a man very handsome, a disbeliever. He met her in an elevator in front of me without any shame. I love your perfume. You are so nice. You are pretty. You are so, and look at your body, slim. It's zina. And the woman, she told him, thank you. You are so beauty. Oh, thank you very much. You exactly, can you tell me about the perfume which you bought it because I need to buy it for my wife too? So little by little, she accepted until they fell in zina. People saw them actually, Allahu A'lam, about their condition too much. But they saw them, they used to walk in the street together with this man. And Allah A'lam about the rest, I cannot claim that they commit zina. But this is a preparation for zina. When you, the woman permitting herself to go with co-worker and sit down in him in a restaurant, face to face, what do you think? They're going to talk about work? La wallahi. Going to talk about work, ya Sheikh? Going to talk about work? What they going to talk? He's going to talk about personal issues. And little by little, shaitan will be in the middle. Cannot. Also, I advise my beloved sister, when you have your boss or your supervisor calling you in his office, and he told you, close the door, and you find yourself in privacy with your supervisor, this is haram in Islam, and this job completely become haram. Because it will lead. It will lead. Because you find yourself with a man. He's a man and you are a woman. And the shaitan will be in the middle. So be careful. Also for men. When actually has his supervisor female. And she call him and told him close the door. And you find yourself in privacy. with this man, with this woman, also this is haram in Islam. You need to know it? Okay, I'm sorry, I'm a Muslim, leave the doors open. That's it. So everybody pass can see them clearly. But even if nothing gonna happen, what is the people gonna say? Many cases we have in the government and in office. This he always calling her and they talking. They always actually sitting in privacy. Haram in Islam, this is suspicious. Do not let the people to do that. So again, no legacy. Legacy must be made to an successor or inheritance. So then the Prophet, the Tirmizi added from the hadith of the Prophet that child is attributed to the mother's husband. A man he married, and woman she married, and they meet each other. They meet, one of them meet each or both of them. They are both of them married, but they meet each other, a strange man with a strange man, and they fell in zina. And the woman she became pregnant. What we gonna do with this child? What we gonna do in this child? What about if, as happened in Palestine, when actually the officers, the guardian, they learn that some Palestinian in the prison, they are not allowed to come to the street anymore. But he need a child, children. He took some of his sperm through the tube and shipped outside secretly. But one of the Israeli officer, he learned about that. He replaced the sperm of the Palestinian with his sperm. What we gonna do with this case? If you need to know, you have to meet me in the next class, because I need like almost like 20 minutes to cover this area, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to understand the Islam, inshallah. And because always actually when we have the class, very little. But when I go to another masjid, I have 1 hour, 1.5 hour, so I can cover the material. But here always we are finishing and we leaving the table of the merciful hungry. We need some more and more, but the time doesn't help us. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, consider what I give you today is a salat.
Yeah.
Salat in the restaurant, but the meal is waiting for you. Jazakumullah khair, subhanallah, alhamdulillah.
If I'm alive, if you die before me, I'm going to put you on your gravesite. You have to meet me. You want to know the answer.